Welcome to The One About Friends, the podcast that'll be there for you if you're there for it too. I am Brendan Dando and I am very excited for two reasons. A, I've been wanting to do this podcast for many, many years now. Friends is one of the shows I've always wanted to go back and revisit and do a podcast about and review each episode. I did The Simpsons one, Seinfeld, South Park. Friends is the other big one I've always wanted to go back and check out. And now I finally am. And B, I'm really excited because I finally get to do a podcast with the one person I've always wanted to do a podcast with. Well, since, you know, I met you 10 years ago. She's the best looking co-host I've ever had. She is the biggest Friends fan that I've ever met personally. And she just luckily for me happens to be my lobster. She is Nicola. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Did you like that Friends reference there?
I very much did. I just have to say it's funny that we've actually got a podcast that doesn't begin with S. For a change.
Why?
Simpsons, Seinfeld and South Park.
Oh, yeah, the shows themselves. Yeah. Yeah, so The One About Friends is a podcast, like I said, we wanted to do for many years. I went back and checked it out. We actually toyed with the idea of doing this podcast. It would have been 2018, so 3 years ago, early 2018, because we've got the Patreon group for Four Finger Discount. Four Finger Discount is like our empire. I say our empire. You've just joined the team, but I do the podcast with a man called Guy Davis. All the other podcasts I do, the Seinfeld and South Park ones. And we posted in the Patreon group there, who wants to hear a Friends podcast? And everyone went, yeah. Everyone posted GIFs of, I think it's Chandler that does a funny dance. I don't know.
Oh, there's many funny dances. Yeah.
Many funny dance GIFs of everyone. Everyone was excited. And then it didn't happen because you and I selfishly decided to start a family.
Oh, no.
What were we thinking?
No, I haven't slept for 3 years.
I know, I feel bad about that. I'm still on the couch, everybody. So basically, I'll give you an insight to who we are. So Nicola, Brendan, we met 10 years ago. Nicola came all the way from England and she was just staying here with family and she was just stopping on the, she went for a visit, a friend over in WA, Western Australia, which is about a 4-hour flight away here. Came back to Geelong where we currently live, where I've lived my whole life, to see her family once more and continue traveling. Met this stud muffin right here. what's a name that from Friends? What's a reference from Friends that I can call myself? Does Joey refer to himself as anything? A stallion or something? I don't know. I think I'm part of Italian, so I can kind of call myself that. A pinky toe.
Okay, if
I think,
you say
I think,
so.
I think we're slight Italian anyway, but she met me and we've just been together ever since, basically. Ever since we met, haven't we?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
It was a love at first sight. But so, so we've started a family. We've got two kids now. We got married, we've got two kids. Elliot's almost three and he's currently at grandma and granddad's. We kicked him out of the house because we didn't want to get disrupted. No, he just loves staying at grandma and granddad's house. And we've got a seven-month-old named Holly. And right here in the room, we're looking at the monitor here eagerly. Every time we're not talking, we're looking around.
Yeah, just making sure.
So if it ever sounds like we're a bit distracted, it's just because we're watching our seven-month-old who has silent reflux. That's why Nicola's not sleeping. But I am lucky enough to be sleeping on the couch at the moment. I feel kind of bad about that. I don't know. I feel like I should be contributing, but I can't because I don't have the boobies.
You
can't
don't have her. The boobies. You have two useless nipples.
What did Elliot say the other day? I want daddy's boobies.
I know. Well,
Who brought up daddy's boobies? I don't have boobies, do I?
No, it stemmed from a conversation. I was putting him to bed one night and he literally just, you know, grabbed a hold and said, oh, mummy's boobies. And I was like, yep, mummy's boobies. And he goes, daddy's boobies. I was like, daddy doesn't really have boobies, sweetheart. And he's like, Elliot's boobies. I was like, well, no. Holly's boobies. I was like, this is conversation for another day, three-year-old Elliot. But yeah.
I've been trying to lose weight. I have lost some weight recently. I walk in the door from work. Elliot goes, daddy's got boobies. I'm like, oh, thanks, mate.
Yeah.
Cheers. Appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Flat boobies, I might add.
Yes.
Flat boobies.
But this all ties in because I was just trying to point out how that's why we haven't done the podcast for 3 years. So any patrons to Four Finger Discount listening right now saying, when are you going to get to the podcast, the Friends podcast? We're finally doing it because now we're at a point where we can kind of trust the kids to be asleep. But it's just hard to find time
what
where.
Said?
I mean, I do all these other podcasts with Guy, but it's very hard to find time to do things by ourselves at the same time when you're a parent. And I try to tie this in because with this podcast here, I see Friends, the TV show, as like comfort food television. When it's on, you feel like you're with friends. And it's all in the title. But for me personally too, when it's on, even if you're not here, when Friends is on, it kind of feels like you're around because you are, I wouldn't call you an obsessed fan, but you watch it religiously. You watch it literally. Yeah. Listeners, I'm not joking. Nicola watches the show. She puts the first episode on and then she just goes through a marathon. And yep. How long do you reckon it takes you to get through the entire series every time you do that?
Oh, it really depends. I have smashed through it a number of times. So even when I was like feeding Elliot, I was up in the night breastfeeding and I just, smacked through as many episodes as I could get through. Like just, we had the PlayStation, I think, and we had the Blu-ray.
Oh, we had Plex before it was legal to stream it.
No, I actually had the Blu-rays though in the PlayStation. That's right. Do you remember?
You put it in the PlayStation, did you?
I think it was a PlayStation. What else would we have had?
A Blu-ray player?
Well, yeah, I can't remember now, actually.
No, you did put it in the PlayStation because you used to have the controller, didn't you? No, one played PlayStation, it was always in the bedroom. I don't know. Anyway, you watch Friends all the time.
That's the point. And I remember absolutely like episode one by one, I would work my way through the menu and work out where I last fell asleep and go, oh, hang on a minute. I was only up to that one and put the next one on and away. And this is funny because now Brendan thinks he's only seen the same. How many episodes?
Oh, 20 or 30 episodes. You know, the same moment.
Probably because I keep putting the same disc on and falling asleep.
Yeah, yeah. But it's always the Joey doesn't share food, the PhD. For some reason, I can't recall the last time I saw the trivia episode. And that was always one of my favourites. Yeah, when I was younger. So trivia is a big one. That moment where, that's not even a word. That's one that always stands out to me. But, I mean, I do really, really like Friends. I watched it a lot as a kid with Mum and my Uncle Noel. Then, tragically, my Uncle Noel passed away. Mum kind of stopped watching Friends as a result because he used to come over every Monday night. Mondays at 7:30, I think it would air on Channel 9, if I remember correctly. And that was like Mum and Uncle Noel's thing, and I'd watch it with him, Friends every Monday. And then things happened, as I just mentioned, and Mum kind of stopped watching it. And as a result, I kind of stopped watching it as well. I was still a kid, so I didn't really get to decide what was on the TV. And then I became a teenager, and for some reason, I kind of went, I'm too good for Friends now. I'm going to watch sophisticated shows like Seinfeld and Frasier. And I sort of turned my nose up at Friends. Silly, I know. And then I met Nicola, and Nicola was just this, I don't want to say this word obsessed, but you loved Friends.
Fan.
And I kind of went, that's kind of cool. I can kind of watch Friends now and not be embarrassed to watch. For some reason, I felt embarrassed to watch Friends, and I don't know why. It sounds silly, but I was like, I got someone to watch Friends with again. So it was cool. And you, I remember the very first debate we ever had. So Nicola was staying with a friend of hers here in Geelong. I went over and visited, and she had Friends on. And I did the clap during the intro, and I went, cut, 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 five times. And Nicola turned to me and she goes, no, it's just four claps. And I remember just going, hands up. I went, all right, this is not going to go well between us two. She thinks she can tell me what's right about TV trivia. I went, I'm pretty sure I know a thing or two about TV, sweetheart. And then I listened to it and went, my God, she's right. I was like, I couldn't believe it.
And he's not been right about anything else since.
No. But it impressed me so much to the point that I asked you to marry me then and there, didn't I? No, I didn't.
No, I was. I'm like, God, did I forget that one?
But funny story. First date with Nicola would have been what, a week after we met?
Within the 2 weeks.
Within 2 weeks,
I think we did have to.
I went home from our first date. We talked about Friends and you'll have meatloaf. Like, you know, Paradise by Dashboard Light, and we just got along, a house on fire. I remember walking in the front door. Honest to God, I said to my mum, "I've just met the girl I'm going to marry." I remembered saying that. And then for some reason, that conversation must have come up with you and my mum. And mum said, no, he did say that. And I was like, I did say that. Like, I literally remember just knowing with you, you know.
Yeah.
You were my lobster.
Definitely. Definitely.
But yeah, Nicola is the most obsessed. I'm going to say you are the most obsessed Friends fan that I know personally. But it's a good thing because now we have a chance to bond over the show again and do this podcast. And I hope that this show, like I said, it's a... Friends is like a comfort food TV. I want this podcast to be like comfort food listening for all Friends fans. So not only are you going to get recaps of every episode and us just bantering about Friends, but you're also going to get an insight into us as parents as well and just our relationship, being married and whatnot. Because with Friends, you watch these people, they're friends and they get married and they have kids and their relationships flourish and grow. And I hope that you can enjoy listening to us flourish as parents as well. And eventually the kids will be old enough. Elliot's talking, but he's not really...
Isn't that podcast material?
Unless you want to hear cars and planes. Yeah. That's about all we've got at the moment. So eventually he'll come on the show and talk about Friends because he likes Friends now, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's so funny. And he actually recognises, like we've got a calendar and obviously it like changed month by month. And
there's
Friends
shit everywhere in this house.
I mean, there is. And he'll literally point up at the thing and go, oh, Friends, like... It may say Friends on there, of course you can't read yet, but it's just by acknowledging or recognising the characters. And... even my notebook that my notes are in tonight is the Friends Purple Door. That is the cover of the book. And he recognised it every time we write in it. And
What impressed me the most was I put He-Man and Masters of the Universe movie on, which was one of my favourite movies as a kid. And I still love it. One of my favourite movie scores ever. Anyway, I put that movie on and Courtney Cox is in that, a very young Courtney Cox. And Elliot looked at the TV and went, Friends! I was like, little genius.
No way. I didn't know that.
Yeah, little genius baby. He's so clever. Another time he did that was when we were walking through Westfield a couple of weeks ago. Maybe it was even last week. And he kept screaming, Friends. And I had no idea what he was talking about. I thought he must have seen a friend from daycare or something. And then I realized that Peter Alexander had Friends stuff on in the window. I went, this is going to be dangerous. But, you know, you deserve it. You've had it tough lately. So we went and bought you a onesie and a hoodie with a...
Yeah, I did well out of that tonight. Yeah, yeah.
So if anyone who's out there who knows Peter Alexander, any Australian listeners, I'm not sure if Peter Alexander's overseas or not, but they've got it Friends Line at the moment. And yeah, bought Nicholas some stuff there. And it's pretty good. Pretty
it
good,
was
isn't
good.
It?
Yeah, really. Yeah, cozy, comfy, warm. And of course... Friends. Woohoo.
And then 3 days later, they had a 20% off sale.
I think it was 40% off, actually, wasn't it?
No, 20.
Oh, was it? Oh.
It was 40. I would have just... I said to Nicola, maybe I can take it back and then just rebuy it on the same day.
Yeah, but I had worn everything, so...
Doesn't matter.
Don't think we would have gotten away with that.
But before we move on to, because we're going to do in the next episode, this is just an intro, we're going to do a review of the pilot, also called apparently the one where Monica gets a roommate. That's what it's called on Netflix
as
well.
Oh, it is actually. Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So let's discuss, what is your earliest memory of Friends? Because I mentioned mine was just watching it with Mum and Uncle Noel.
Yeah.
And
well, I think
you?
That for us, it was Friday nights, not Mondays. And I recall coming home one evening and the episode with Monica in the purple shirt was on, which I think is season 6. I think it's the one where Rachel was moving out, Chandler was moving in, or, okay. or at least...
Is that what it's called, or is that just what happens? It's very clever how they name the episodes, isn't it? The
know,
one where
probably
that happens.
The one where Chandler moves in. I can't remember. I'm sure we'll get to that. But we will get to that.
This is the thing, because I definitely haven't seen every episode of Friends, and that's why I'm excited to do this podcast, because there's... I want to be able to say I've seen every episode of Friends because I hate it when I watch it and I'm halfway through an episode and I hate things being spoiled and you just watch it over and over again. You know every episode like the back of your hand.
Yeah.
I walk in halfway and I'm like, I don't really want to know what's happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, Monica gets a purple shirt over my head. I don't know what that is
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, well, she doesn't get the purple shirt. She's wearing the purple shirt. And that is literally my earliest memory of walking into the house. For some reason, I feel like I was late home and I'd missed half the episode or whatever and I just had to put TV straight on and it was that episode. So I think, say that was 2000, thereabouts. So I literally would have been 12. So from then on, I definitely my love for Friends flourished because, as you know, we were 6 when it first started to air. So we wouldn't have quite got some of the humour. So definitely it grew and flourished over that time. And then essentially I remember, my love growing for it, my mum and family and friends and whatnot realising, and then gifts from then on, from probably around the age of 16 or 18 were...
Did mum buy you a tape or something?
Mum bought me the, for example, holiday episodes, Christmas episodes. I don't think in America it's called holidays, isn't it? So it's...
So I had Simpsons versions
the
of
the holiday
tapes.
Episodes.
Yeah, it was a theme, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So love it.
Yeah, yeah.
But from then on.
Friends has played such... I thought about it before we did this podcast. It's played such a big role in so many key moments of our lives. I mean, our first proper hangout was you schooling me on the intro.
Uh-huh.
We had... when we went to New York on our honeymoon...
Funny
story. I didn't did you know where I was taking you? Did you have an idea?
No, I don't think I did know, did I?
I didn't
but
know.
But I was literally freezing. I was like, for God's sake, can we...
Yeah,
we,
you
can
were
we...
whinging the entire
I
way.
Was
that's
so grumpy.
Right.
Yeah.
We're in New York and I've worked out where the Friends apartment building was, the actual, what's it called? The exterior shop.
The street front. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Is that meant to be... Silly question, I know, for Friends listeners out there, Friends fans. Central Perk, is that meant to be... underneath their building?
Absolutely. So they say, like literally, they refer to their own apartment as upstairs. And there's an episode where Joey walks down and says, we can literally walk from our apartment to the coffee house in 100 steps. Point being down,
Okay.
Of course, on the, really from
there's
the exterior
no cafe
shot,
there.
We know. Yeah, it's not a cafe.
I thought there was going to be a cafe there. But anyway, yeah. So I was surprising Nicola. And the entire way is, I'm cold. How much further is it? And
mate, my water bottle froze. It was that
it
cold.
Yeah.
The water in my water bottle froze. I wasn't just whinging about like 9 degrees. It was negative something.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was cold.
It was near Christmas time in New York. And I just remember thinking, oh man, this is so much longer than I thought it was going to be. I was like...
Well, 17 blocks later.
But I thought it was like 14th Street or something, wasn't it?
Oh, I can't remember.
No, because it was the street starts with B. What's the street start with?
It's
on?
Bedford and Grove are the street names.
So we went... Because it ended at 14th Street, remember? And then that was like the last number or something. I remember 14th Street being
in my
mind.
And then it became...
And I'm like, we've walked so far, the numbers are finished. I'm like, where the fuck am I taking Nicola? I thought I was going to get mugged. I thought I was lost.
No, we were going down or up. I can't remember
now. We're going down in numbers. And we got to 14 and the number stopped. And I was like, I don't even know where I am anymore. But I was just following Google Maps. And we eventually got there. And I don't think you were even that excited. You're just like, oh, that's cool.
That's really cool. Take a photo
worth,
and let's turn around and go sit.
That wasn't
somewhere
worth
warm.
The half an hour walk to get here.
Oh, it was more than half an hour. We were
walk.
Trekking it.
Yeah, I know. Kind of like that time you made us get off the subway in the wrong part of New York. Huh? Remember we were going to Tom's restaurant and we ended up in the hood?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I didn't know that on particular days the particular train that you're on just misses some stops sometimes. And that was what happened to us. So we hopped on thinking, I don't know what the letters are, but say it was the red route on the map and it was the A train, right? I don't really know what the trains in New York are, right? But the subway looked like it was going to stop at, you know, 11 places between here and 125th Street.
I remember specifically saying to you, this doesn't look right. And we are going too far.
And we went too far. Yeah.
Yes. I was like, Tom's restaurant is on 112th, I'm pretty sure.
And we ended up at like 134th or something. And had 125th. To walk back.
I'll never forget it.
Oh, 125th.
I was like, my God, we are 10 blocks away. And we're walking back and people looking at us going, you don't belong here, do you?
Yeah. I don't think we did belong.
Yeah. We didn't make eye contact with anyone. We just.
I mean, we were actually fine. Let's just, just clarify. Fine. No, well, actually, there was an incident in New York. I mean, we digress.
Bought fake tickets off. Anyway, enough about that.
And Brendan went back and like properly like had a go at the guy. Anyway, I thought we weren't going to get into it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You had a go at the guy. I didn't have a go at the guy. You had a go at the guy.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you did.
I started the proceedings and then you carried on. I went, oh, we're actually going to get shot here.
Yeah, no, I thought so.
Anyway, we'll talk about that in another podcast. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. The other time was on the same honeymoon, we went on the Warner Brothers tour where they actually filmed Friends in Burbank.
Burbank.
That was
California.
Great, wasn't it? You got to stand and sit in the
so
cafe.
So good. Yeah, so good.
We didn't actually get to go into the soundstage where they filmed the show. We got to go to the Big Bang Theory set.
Yeah. But that's because the set wasn't... Isn't that the one it used to be
retired
in?
Retired or something?
But like it's not the same stage theatre anymore.
Because they had the thing saying the Friends plaque on it, remember? And they said, we don't go in there anymore or something.
Oh, okay. I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
I thought they just used it for something different. But anyway,
they had Central Perk set up for people to go in and get a photo. And that was really cool.
And like a mini museum thing. He'd go around, he could see sort of
facts and
props from the show.
That's right, props. Yeah.
Yep, things like that. It was a lot of fun. It was a really good day. Yeah.
I don't think I appreciated that enough. I mean, I would appreciate it more now because I was still at that point there where I liked Friends, but I'm still not like right into Friends. I mean, I do really like Friends now, but I think now that we're doing the podcast, I'll be like, oh, it's that show from that episode, because I reckon I've seen, what is it, 230 or so episodes?
234, I think.
Something like that. 200, yeah, it makes, rings a bell, yeah. I think I've seen maybe 100 of them. Yeah, I reckon I've only seen about half the episodes. Mm. Like, you had one on yesterday that was Joey dancing with some dude. I'm like, what on earth is this one?
Yeah.
Anyway, so you're the big fan. I'm a fan. So I'm looking forward to going and checking out all these episodes. So the next episode we're going to be doing is the pilot. Nicola's giving me the let's wrap this up because we've got another podcast to do before we go to bed and we're parents and she has to get some sleep. The next episode we're going to be doing, like I said, is the pilot. But guys, we're also going to be reviewing the Friends Reunion. So the Friends Reunion is going to be airing as we record this in 2 days. So that's going to be pretty exciting to watch on Thursday night here. So we'll do a review of that one as well. And if you have any questions for us, send them in to friendsmailbag@gmail.com. friendsmailbag@gmail.com. And we'll try to answer each and every one of those that get sent in. It doesn't have to be a question either. It's just a comment to us. Just a letter to say you appreciate the show, whatever. We'd love to read everything that you guys have to send in to us. So friendsmailbag@gmail.com. And don't forget to rate and review us in the iTunes store. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you find your podcasts. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I hope you enjoy the one about Friends. I know it's going to be a great podcast to actually host and do with my gorgeous wife here. I'm looking forward to getting into the pilot. Catch you guys next time. Cheers.
Woo.